Chapter 19. So Pilate then took Jesus, and flogged him. The soldiers twisted thorns into a crown, and put it on his head, and dressed him in a purple garment. And they kept coming up to him and saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him with their hands. Then Pilate went out again, and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no basis for a charge against him." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. Pilate said to them, "Look, here is the man." When therefore the chief priests and the officers saw him, they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves, and crucify him, for I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jewish leaders answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." When therefore Pilate heard this saying, he was more afraid. He entered into the praetorium again, and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you, and have power to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power at all against me, unless it were given to you from above. Therefore he who delivered me to you has greater sin." At this, Pilate was seeking to release him, but the Jewish leaders shouted, saying, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out, and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, at about noon. He said to the Jewish leaders, "Look, here is your king." They shouted, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Should I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away.